Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله وهي with the program The Legacy of Imam Hussein رضي الله تعالى عنه. In this program we're going to be firstly gaining blessings through the mentioning of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and through the mentioning of the blessed Ahlul Bayt, the blessed household and the blessed family of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And then particularly the blessed mentioning, the blessed dhikr of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, because of his great sacrifice that he gave for this religion, for the sake of this religion. And we'll be looking at those actions which are because Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, his sacrifice, when he gave his sacrifice for the sake of this religion, he left behind a legacy. What are those actions that would be considered from the actions of the Husseini legacy, the actions of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an? And on the other hand, what are those actions that are from the actions of the wretched Yazid and the followers of Yazid? So that we can act upon the actions of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, so that we can be followers of the legacy of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, and we can avoid and stay away from those actions which are the actions of Yazid. But before we even get into any discussion, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, "Man salla alayya salatan, sallat alayhi al-malaikatu ma salla alayya." Whomsoever recites salawat upon me, the angels continue to send salawat upon him, send blessings upon him, as long as he is reciting salawat upon me, as long as he is sending blessings and salutations upon me. Allahu Akbar. And then, at the end, the hadith, the narration states, فَلْيُقِلَّ عَبْدٌ مِّن ذَلِكَ أَوْ لِيُكْثِرَ. So it is now up to the man, up to a person. It is now a person's choice, a slave's choice. It is now a person's choice, a slave's choice, whether he wants to increase that or whether he wants to decrease that. It is his choice whether he wants to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam excessively in abundance, or whether he wants to recite in small amount. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah. Before we even get into the discussion with regards to the legacy of Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an, we must realize that this battle that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an went to fight, that this battle Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an went to fight, this battle was a new battle. Even though the way Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an participated in this battle, the sacrifices that he gave, his family, his companions, his own life, this sacrifice was indeed a unique one. And the oppression that the blessed companions of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an and the great Imam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an himself underwent, the oppression that he underwent, indeed, this itself was something that is different, that is unique, that we don't find an example of. But even then, the essence of the battle, the essence of the battle that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala went for, the essence of that fight and that battle is something that has existed throughout the time, throughout the since the beginning of mankind, since the beginning of the creation, since the creation of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. This battle has existed. And what is that battle? This battle that has existed, that has not come to an end, And it will not come to an end until the Day of Judgment. So it doesn't necessarily mean that this battle, when we say battle, in this particular case, we don't mean the battle that where you go in raging with weapons and you fight. No. This battle, for a majority of the times, for the main part, this battle is done through actions. Through actions which separate one side from the other. So this is the battle of truthhood versus falsehood. So when we look at the Ghoris Quran, we find, for example, the incident of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. That when Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, he is created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angels to prostrate before him, to do sajda to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And indeed, the scholars have commented, this was a sajda of respect, a sajda of ta'aleem. Because a sajda of ibadah, a sajda of worship is not permissible for any other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the sajda of ta'aleem, the sajda of respect, this concept, it was allowed in the previous nations. It is not allowed in this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is haram to even do sajda of ta'aleem, to do a sajda of respect to any individual in our sharia. So, Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels are commanded to prostrate before him. And the Quran mentions, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. So the Quran mentions, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا, when we commanded the angels to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, فَسَجَدُوا, they all prostrated, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ, except Iblis, the devil, the shaitan. Why? أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He denied, and he was arrogant, and he became from amongst the disbelievers. Allahu Akbar. To the extent that his pride and his arrogance led him to utter statements such as, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. مَعَذَ اللَّهِ, he says that, I am better than Sayyidina Adam عَلَى نَبِيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. Oh Allah, you have created me from fire and you have created him from clay. So how can a being created from fire prostrate before a being created from clay? So he was using his creation, him being created from fire, as a means of his superiority, as a means of him being regarded with a higher status. But that is not the case. And that likewise for us in this day and age, for us as the followers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our lineage, our wealth, none of that matters to us, in the sense that none of that matters when it comes to judging the closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, there are lineages which are more noble, like somebody being from the lineage of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we, in common terms, in the subcontinent, we refer to as a Sayyid. Or in the Arabian world, they refer to them as a sharif, the shurafa, the noble, the people who are from the noble lineage of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, that lineage is noble. But when it comes to judging closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, for us, we are the slaves of the shurafa, we are the slaves of the sayyids. But amongst the people, when it comes to judging closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the measurement is taqwa, is piety. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The closest, the most respected person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a person of taqwa, is a person of piety. So this is something that we need to keep in our minds for to judge the closeness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the devil assumed that his creation, him being created from fire, meant he had a higher status. So now, this is where the battle started, the battle between truth and falsehood. And shaitan announced this battle. This is mentioned in the glorious Quran, that the shaitan, he said, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. O my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I swear by the fact that you sent me astray. What does he say? لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. So the devil, the shaitan said that because you have led me astray, I shall distract them in the earth, I shall mislead them, and I shall lead all of them astray. Allahu Akbar. So the shaitan announced his war against the offspring of Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is why we announce war against the shaitan. We announce war against the devil. And how do we announce war against the shaitan? By not following his footsteps, by not being misled by him, but by following the teachings of Islam, by following the teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is the beginning of this battle between truth and falsehood. And eventually, you realize that Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, being a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed he is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had a very great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas on the other hand, the shaitan, the devil, he was cursed and he was cast out from paradise, and he became the shaitan, the accursed. And up until this day and age, he is constantly cursed. So in there, and this is a battle between truth and falsehood, where truth has always had the upper hand, has always won. But this battle does not end. Because there is no way to reconcile between the truth and falsehood. There is no, just like day and night cannot come together, light and darkness cannot come together. Truth and falsehood cannot come together. They are two total opposites. And there is no way of reconciliation. So this battle of truth and falsehood will continue until the day of judgment. So this was the start. Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Then when we think that because Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he has this great status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the shaitan became the accursed shaitan. He was turned out and cast out of paradise from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you think now haqq, truthfulness has won and falsehood has perished. And he has lost the battle. And you would imagine that this would be the end of the battle. But like we heard, the shaitan announced that he would try to continue to mislead people until the day of judgment. So now, when we see that this battle, it continues. And eventually this battle comes, where now the leader of the truthful, the leader of the ones who are truthful, the leader of the side of truth, is Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the other hand, falsehood is being led by Namrud. So Namrud is somebody who had claimed a divine status. He had claimed himself to be God. Ma'adallah. So he had claimed the status of being God. So now this is where Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he sees his nation being indulged in shirk, being indulged in polytheism, being indulged in associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, it is mentioned in the glorious Quran that فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. So when the night became dark upon him, and he saw a star, so he said to the people that, do you portray this as my Lord? Do you think that this is my Lord, this star? So when the star set, he said that I do not like things that set. Meaning, how can such a thing be my Lord? How can such a thing be my God, my Creator? So then likewise we find in the glorious Quran, the incident continues. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. When he saw the moon, so when he saw the moon shining, and he said to the people then, is this, do you declare this as my Lord? Do you declare this as my Rabb? Do you declare this as my Creator? So then, when the moon set, then he said that if my Lord had not guided me, then I too would be of these astray people, these misled people. Because keep in mind, Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he's a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was guided even before this incident. So this is where he is establishing this proof against these people. So then likewise, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قال هذا ربي هذا أكبر. So when he saw the sun, and when he saw the sun shining, فلما رأى الشمس بازغة, when he saw the sun shining, and he says that, do you declare this is my Lord? Because this is the bigger one out of the sun and the star. This is the bigger one out of all of them. فلما أفلت قال يا قوم إني بريء مما تشركون. So then when this sun also set, he said that, oh my people, I do not have any relation with whatever you ascribe as partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have anything to do with you. I have no relation with anything that you ascribe as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he said, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I have directed my attention towards him who has created the heavens and the earth and devoted solely to him. And I am not of the polytheists. So this is where now Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, he is preaching truthfulness. He is preaching the haqq, he is preaching belief, he is preaching to these people that these people have started to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma'adallah. And when he saw this, indeed the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is his duty to lead the people. To lead the people towards righteousness, to lead the people towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when Namrud, he sees that him having claimed himself to be God, having claimed a divine status for himself, he sees that this is going to perish, he cannot bear that. So he asks Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam that, who is your Lord? And the Quran mentions Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Rabbi alladhi yuhyi wa yumeet. My Lord is the one who grants life and who gives death. Meaning to a body that has no life within it. Or to a person that is non-existent, taking him from non-existence, bringing him into existence and placing life within that body. This is my Lord who does this. And yet, there is no response to this. My Lord is the one who creates life and then who gives death. But Namrud, he had no reply. So he says, أَنَا أُحْيُوا أُمِيت. I give life and I give death. So he calls two people and he, various narrations, but to keep it simple, he calls two people, he kills one of them, he lets one of them go. And he says, look, I have given life and I have given death. So even though this is totally opposite to what Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam had said, because he did not say what his statement means is what we've already said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings things from non-existence into existence and he places life within people. He places life within beings, within bodies that had no life, and he brings them to life. Or even those bodies that did not exist. Firstly, the bodies are created. But to silence Namrud, now this is that battle between truth and falsehood. So to silence Namrud, the Prophet Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ فَأْتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. Allahu Akbar. So my Lord is the one who brings the sun from the east. So you bring it from the west. Even though the demand was, the recognition initially was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings life into those things that have no life. But there's this body that is moving. If you are claiming to be Lord, just change its route. Change its path. Do the opposite of what it normally does. You don't need to bring life into it. It's a body. It's a thing that is already moving. Just change its path. Indeed, this is where the Quran says, "فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ." So now, Namrud was baffled. The one that disbelieved was baffled. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Taala does not guide the wrongdoers. Does not guide the oppressors and the wrongdoers. So this is one battle where we see. And, you know, then Namrud, we find within the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam that Namrud wanted to chuck Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam into fire, ma'azallah. But we find that in the Quran as well, Ya Nar, Kuni Bardan wa Salama ala Ibrahim, that O fire be cool and safe for Sina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. So here, even in this particular case, truth was the one that won and falsehood perished. But this battle continues, and to bring things to an end now, Sina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, we find this in the glorious Quran, Sina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam against Fir'aun. Likewise, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against the disbelievers of Mecca, particularly our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam against Abu Jahl, for example. So, all of these battles, that the idea that we need to understand is that this battle of truth and falsehood has been ongoing since the beginning of creation, and this is that same battle that Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an fought. So, what is the lesson for us to remember from here? The lesson for us that this battle will continue until the Day of Judgment. And this, in essence now, for us, is the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. Because when he gave his life, when he sacrificed his life for the sake of truth, for the sake of truthfulness, so even though on the outside, apparently it seems like Sina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, he has sacrificed his life, he has been martyred. So under normal circumstances, when one person is killed, the other person is alive, he is seen as the victorious one. But in this case of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, even though he gave his life, he was martyred for the sake of Islam. But he did that so the teachings of truth can remain. The teachings of truth, the teachings of Islam can be passed on. So these teachings reached us. So in reality, it was the victory of truth. It was the victory of Haqq. It was the victory of Islam. And this is the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that we need to follow. This battle of truth and falsehood will continue till the Day of Judgment. We need to ensure that we are on the side of the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst these people. And inshallah, we will continue with our discussion with regards to the legacy of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an in our upcoming episodes. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. Hussein is from me and I.